Hey, it's Tyler from This Is Tech, and today we're going to be going over the top 5 gaming keyboards, because last podcast episode was the top 5 gaming mice, and what's better to go with that besides gaming keyboards? So just like last episode, these keyboards actually won't be in order, but at the very end I'll tell you my keyboard, which is kind of budget, just like my mouse, but it does have RGB and it's wireless, but yeah, so you guys will find out which one it is at the end. So, to start us off, we have the Razer Huntsman Elite, which is mostly just known for its optomechanical switches, which are supposedly faster and unique compared to all the other switches, because they use light, and once the light gets blocked, then it registers as a button press. But yeah, so for this keyboard, you get either clicky switches or linear switches, whichever you like more. I personally like clicky switches more. But they don't actually have tactile switches, which most keyboards do, which is kind of surprising. However, it does make up for this with its plush wrist rest. Jeez, that's hard to say. But yeah, it feels really good on the wrists. But other than that, it just has amazing RGB. I mean, it's perky RGB, which is insane. But also, its one main downside is that it's super expensive at $199. Like, that's so expensive for a keyboard, considering that the other ones are around only like $150 or $50 for the rest of the list. So to sum it up, it's just an amazing keyboard because of its optomechanical switches and its plush wrist rest. But the downside is that it's super expensive. But if you really like RGB and wrist rests and you really care about how fast your switches are, then I think this is the keyboard for you. Next up is the SteelSeries Apex 3, which is definitely a well-known keyboard for many reasons, which I will bring to your attention. It has amazing RGB, just like the Razer Huntsman Elite. Although it only comes with quiet switches. There are no clicky switches. So that might be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on your preference. It is water resistant, in which the Razer Huntsman is not. So like if you like to drink soda or water near your keyboard, then you should be fine as long as you don't like completely soak it or dip it underwater. But if it's just like a tiny spill, then you should be fine, which is really nice for me because I like to drink while I play my video games. So that's actually it for this keyboard. There's not much to say. It's just very well rounded and it's only $50. There's no like super flashy specs or anything. It's just a very good keyboard. It's not great. It's just very, very good for only $50. Next keyboard is the Corsair K95 Platinum, which is always a great keyboard because many people use this keyboard. I think this is the most popular keyboard on the list. It has macros, and all the other keyboards did not have macros, which means that you can use them for in-game buttons or productivity buttons. And it also has a dedicated scroll volume wheel, and that can be useful if you're like watching YouTube videos or something. And it also has RGB. It doesn't have as good RGB as the first two, but it's still RGB nonetheless. It has a reversible wrist rest, so you can either choose smooth or grippy, whichever your preference is. Personally, I like the smooth wrist rest more because the grippy, it almost irritates your wrists sometimes, but you can choose whichever one you want. And but it is pretty expensive at $175. Now this isn't like as expensive as the first keyboard, but it still is a lot of money for a keyboard. And if you really like macros, that's the only benefit over the Razer Huntsman Elite, in my opinion. I say if you're gonna pick one of these, if you're gonna pick either the Huntsman Elite or the K95 Platinum, I would just go with the Huntsman Elite and spend the extra $25 to get it, in my opinion, a better keyboard. Not much to say about this keyboard either. There's a couple of good specs, like the wrist rests and the macros and volume wheel, but I honestly think this one is overpriced. So after that wonderful ad, we're going to go with the next keyword, which is actually the SteelSeries Apex 7. This one is a lot more unique than all the others because it has an OLED display, which you can put like a special catchphrase that you like or your logo or something like that, and you'll always see it whenever you look down at your keyboard. This is really unique because on this list there's no other keyboard, and actually I don't think there's any other keyboard that has this at all. So it also has RGB, which is a must have now, and it does have a detachable soft wrist rest. It's not rubberized like all the others, and as I've said before, I personally like the soft plush ones more than the rubberized ones because the rubberized ones hurt your wrists. It actually does have mechanical switches. You can either get them in clicky, linear, or tactile. And they say, or SteelSeries, not they, but SteelSeries themselves say that it has a 5,000 aircraft aluminum frame, which if it's true, is very good for the build quality. It's a plus. And it does come in at $160 though, which is at the higher end of the spectrum for my five keyboards on this podcast episode, but it's not as high as some of them on the list. But yeah, I mean, it's just really unique. There's no like super, what's it called? There's no like macros or dedicated volume wheels, but it's just really unique because of its OLED display, which if you can get really creative with, if you really think about it. So for the last keyboard for this list is actually the G195TKL, which is the only keyboard on this list that is TKL, which means 10 keyless, which means that it doesn't have the numpad or any of the some of the surrounding buttons, but mostly just doesn't have the numpad. And, yeah, so that's what it means to be TKL, and this keyboard, like I said before, is the only one on the list that is TKL, which can mean that it takes up less space on your desk, which can be a good thing, but also you don't have the numpad if people like having a numpad. I personally don't use the numpad at all, but so it wouldn't really matter to me. But yeah. It has a aluminum frame, which means it's very portable, and just like every other keyboard on this list, it has RGB. And this one actually does have a dedicated volume wheel, which and this one and the K95 Platinum are the only ones that have the dedicated volume wheel, which is actually a pretty good addition if you're watching like Netflix or YouTube videos or something. And it is wireless, which means it'll look better on your desk and there's no snagging or anything. But the biggest con is that it is the most expensive keyboard on the list at $230. I mean, it's super expensive, but to sum it up, I'd say that it's almost worth it. I don't think that any keyboard is worth a lot of money, but I guess with the specs that you're getting and the additions, I guess some people could think it's worth it. Because like the volume wheel is a good addition. The light speed has light speed fast key presses, or so it claims. That could be something else that could be really good, but I personally don't think it's worth it. Yeah, so just like the last podcast episode, I'm going to be telling you guys my keyboard. And so the keyboard that I own personally and the one that I use is the Corsair K55 RGB wireless. I know I go with the more budget keyboards, but this one's only around, yeah, like $60, 55, 60, maybe like 70 sometimes. It depends if you get it on a deal or not, but it is wireless, it's RGB. I don't know, I like it a lot, and it's worked for me so far, so that's why I'm not looking into getting a new keyboard anytime soon. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't, make sure to check out my other podcast episodes. If you like this one, then Top 5 Gaming Mice might also be a good one for you. But yeah, that's it for today. I'm Tyler from This Is Tech, and I'll see you next time.